about Prasad. Not because they think why he called it Devi. No, it's not connected. Bimala Prasad is the mystical name of Saraswati Thakur because he will distribute that Bimala Prasadam holy name.
Nice.
So this is the secret behind
it. Nice. Very nice.
Okay. Now, he speaks the same thing in Russian. Start moving. You understand?
Yes, Maharaj.
So Bimala Prasad is a childhood name of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That comes from that prediction that that Prasadam will be distributed by my pure devotee. Holy name only travels with pure devotee. That's why when he burned, he's got name Bimala Prasad. Very mystical. Stop. Работаем. Так, смотрите, друзья, мы находимся на месте, которое называется... Снимаем наш микрофон. Снимайте все просто, кто вы. Скажите, раз, два, три, снимаем. Начинаем.
Мы в Телеграме и пишется общий.
Стоп, тогда начинаем. Тихо, мотор, камера, пошел. Мы находимся в этом удивительном месте, которое называется Чатак Парват. Чатак Парват. Чатака – это которая пьет воду только с неба во время дождя, а Парват – это холм. Когда сюда пришел Чайтанья Махапрабху, он увидел этот холм не отличный от холма Говардхана. Хотя Пури, Джаганнатха Пури, кажется, город на море, и может кому-то напоминать Дварку. С мистической точки зрения здесь встречаются два места. Дварка и Вриндаван. Храм Гундичи, храм богини Радхарани, богини Гундичи, ее здесь зовут, это Радхарани Вриндаван, лес Вриндавана. А храм Джаганата – это дворцы Двараки. И таким образом из Двараки Джаганат едет в Гундичу, во Вриндаван, чтобы увидеть свою возлюбленную. И в этом вся суть жизни Радхарани. Как бы Джаганат арестован своими женами и богиней процветания в Двараке, но время от времени он уже не изнемогает и хочет вернуться в деревню обратно своим как бы детским играм. И таким образом вечный лёд происходит между Дваракой и Вриндаваном здесь. Чатак Парват – это место, куда пришел Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху. Вот в этой территории жили святые вайшнавы. Это считалось самой задворкой Джаганнатха Пури, чтобы не смущать местных браманов. Харидас, Такур и прочие вайшнавы обитали в этих местах. Когда Махапрабху увидел этот холм, он преобразился в экстазе, это были дюны, и сказал, это Говардхана, океан – это Ямуна. Поэтому здесь Пурушоттам Гаудия Мат, который открыл Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати Такур, и здесь его Баджан Кутир. Здесь был построен его домик для медитации. И он как бы находился на Говардхане, медитировал, но его имя Бимал Прасад детское. Я объяснил историю, когда Бимала, когда Майя Деви, увидев опьяненного народу, танцующего вместе с Шивой от Маха Прасадом, сказала, если бы у меня, ребята, был Прасад, я бы всем его раздала. Когда появился Вишну Нараяна и сказал, по милости богини Деви, я приду в Кали-Югу в двух формах, как Дару Браман Джаганат и как Чайтанья Махапрабху. Как Джаганат я буду расставать просад, который только что вкусили, но это очень редко для кого, это крайне редко достижимо. Но как в форме Хари Кришны мантры я раздам себя всем. И таким образом, ты, богиня Бимала, поскольку ты будешь помогать мне в этом, будешь принимать мой Маха-просад в храме. Поэтому, когда просад Джаганата предлагают в храме, часть этого просада относят богине Бимале. И это считается самый топовый просад, то, что вкусил чистый преданный. Джай Бимала Деви Ки, Джай. Поэтому Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати детское имя было Бимал Прасад. Кто-то мог подумать, о, ну, вроде как мы вайшнавы, это поклонники Деви. Никакого. Все гармонично. Джай. Потому что одно из имен Бималы – вайшнави. One of the names of Maya, Devi, вайшнави. And remember, she has two initiations. One initiation from Lord Ramachandra and Ramnam. And second initiation she's got from Haridas Thakur and Krishnanam. So she's got like two prominent initiations. Haribol, Haribol. Otherwise, because there's too much smell, we should go. See, they chop all the ancient trees. They used to be ancient trees since Mahaprabhu time. I don't know why they're doing this. Very difficult. Very difficult to understand this Gaudiya Math people. What they do? Maybe this tree died. Maybe. This is beautiful trees here. And some of these trees since Mahaprabhu, but you know, they chop them and make fire for cooking. Well, eventually, after Saraswati Thakur, he took over some. Смотри, на углу одну, вторую. Of course, he was a prominent disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and giving so much for pushing mission. Нет никакой водички, а? Шанти, 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 пая. Thank you. Bye. Five, 5 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Где бы нам сесть? Марш, senior, junior, you can sit. Микрофон. Коленчик, дай еще водички. I cannot understand how these people live here. They would, after 2 weeks, you die from cancer. All plastic burning cancer disease is coming. So you want to read about this place, Prabhu Viraga? Называется песня. Арджуна, посмотри, здесь есть где-нибудь душ. Я очень хотел бы помыться. Посмотри, где-то вот шланг с водой. Арибу, арибу. Yeah. Give him a... It's okay, he'll hold it.
The Tota Gopina temple is situated in the Amarishwara Tota next to Chataka Parvat, where we just came from. Towards the south of the Amarishwara Mahadev temple, there's a small forest. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered this kota, which means garden, to Srila Viradha Pandit as his place of residence. Viradha Pandit would read Bhagavatam every day, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to listen. Sri Viradha Pandit would ask Mahaprabhu, which topic he desired to hear from Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu would always desire to hear the topics of Dhruva and Prahlad. That's interesting. Dhruva and Prahlad. Once Mahaprabhu came here after taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. When he saw Jagannath, he would see his Shamasundara form. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would experience the meaning of being in Kurukshetra and feel separation from Krishna. When Mahaprabhu went to Yameshvara Tota, he experienced the same feelings as he would in Vrindavan. He saw Chataka Parvat as Giri Govardhan, the ocean as Jamuna Devi, and Vataka Vriksha, or the banyan tree, as Vamsi Vata, where Lord Sri Krishna played his flute to attract all the gopis.
You continue. I go for sec quickly, take snan, and you give some Harikatha with Maharaj. I will come back 1 minute. Yes, yes, yes. Maharaj will hold it.
Приветствую.
So here, Krishna played his flute to attract all the gopis. Mahaprabhu would cry, "Where is my pranana?" In this mood, he would start to dig the soil, to search for his Lord. One day, Mahaprabhu was digging the soil, and suddenly, the top portion of the deity, he said to the "I found the most precious thing here. Would you like to accept it?" Out of curiosity, Gadadhar looked at the place Mahaprabhu was digging and saw the top of the deity's head. Together, they removed from the land a very beautiful deity of Lord Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu named the deity Gopinath, because the deity appeared in this garden, which is called Tota in Aryan language. Devotees started Gadadhar Pandit. This deity is very beautiful. In his Chaitanya Bhagavat as follows. I'll skip the Bengali. In the house of Gadadhar, there is most attractive Gopinath. This deity looks exactly like the sun himself is sitting there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had held him in his lap. Even most atheistic persons will be changed to see this deity. By seeing the posture of the body and face with flute, Lord Nityananda shed tears of bliss limitlessly. As soon as Lord Nityananda saw Jagannath, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and began to roll on the ground repeatedly, and he forcefully fell on the floor. Even 100 people could not control him. Seeing Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, and Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda began to weep. Knowing the glories of Nityananda, the Brahmin priest offered the flower garland from Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra to Nityananda. When the servants of Lord Jagannath saw Nityananda, they became extremely joyful. Those who did not know him asked others who he was. Everyone replied, he was the brother of Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Swarup also embraced everyone, drenching them with his tears. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking at Yameshwara Tota to meet with he could not feel the thorns that were pricking the soles of his feet. Mahaprabhu's servant Govinda was running behind his Lord trying to catch him. Govinda knew the singer was a Deva. Govinda knew the singer was a Devadasi, a female singer from behind, and warned the Lord that he was running with eagerness toward a lady who told Govinda, "Today you have saved my life. If I had touched this lady, I would have to die. I cannot repay you for what you have done by protecting me." That's very different than the Gita, the Gaura Nagaris. That's a Sahaja group, and they worship Lord Chaitanya as an enjoyer, you know, Krishna, the enjoyer of the gopis, and that's a wrong conception. So Lord Chaitanya showed the strictness of a sannyasi. Govinda said, "Lord Jagannath is protecting everyone. Who am I to protect you?"
Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj has beautifully narrated the following pastime in Chaitanya. The Lord met each and every one of them. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who performed his pastime to the devotee. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Since one who remembers you is purified, why should it be astonishing that one becomes purified by seeing you? One can immediately purify his entire house simply by remembering your exalted personage, to say nothing of directly seeing them, touching his lotus feet, washing the lotus feet, or offering obeisances to sit. The fundamental religious system, this is, goes on for a while.
Do you want me to read?
You want you? Do you want? You want to read?
I'd like to help you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Let me help.
Okay.
The fundamental religious system in Krishna. And as a power of Krishna, one cannot prove you have throughout the entire world. Everyone is absorbed. One can find it as exotic level.
Love. That is the verdict of all these incarnations of the personality of Godhead. Other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrender. This verse is written by Vilamandra Kuhn. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Bhagavad Gita, you are a learned scholar. Kindly listen to me. I am a sannyasi of the Mayavada school. Therefore, I have no chance of knowing what Krishna. Unless my mind has become purified by Advaita Acharya, who is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is unparalleled in his understanding of all the revealed scriptures and the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is called Advaita Acharya. He is such a great personality that by his mercy, he can convert even the meat eaters, the malechas, to the devotional service of Krishna. Who, therefore, can estimate the power of his Vaishnavism? Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Avaduta, is also directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is always intoxicated with the madness of ecstatic love. Indeed, he is an ocean of love of Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya perfectly knows the six philosophical theses. He is therefore the spiritual master of the entire world in teaching the six paths of philosophy. He is the best of devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has shown me the limit of devotional service. Only by his mercy have I understood that devotional service to Krishna is the essence of all mystic yoga. Srila Ramananda Rai is the ultimate knower of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. He has instructed me that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Haridas Thakur, the teacher of the holy name, is the most exalted. He chants 300,000 holy names of the Lord. I have learned about the glories of the Lord's holy name from Haridas Thakur, and by his mercy, I have understood this glory. Have me. они beloved Bhatta, I'm trying to describe elaborately the meaning of Krishna's holy name. Kindly hear the explanation. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I do not have different meanings for the holy name Krishna. I only know that Lord Krishna is Yamasundara and Yasunandana. That's all I know. The only purport of the holy name of Krishna is that he is dark blue like a tamala tree and is the son of Mother Yasoda. This is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures. Nama Kaubodhi. I conclusively name these two names, Yamasundara and Yasunandana. Are meanings. When Sri Chaitanya repeatedly declined one in the Lord and to him that go affection with him was Sri Mahaprabhu did that thing. None of the Pulagaturi have me see my life, hear my explanation in that one, the shame that has been. Be was thus he fell into the dilemma. Was in doubt that he could not decide on what all the Zani here green or mana that Arpan they are taken. I is present heart, please my mind. I do not fear things. It's hard. It's true. All the some of you of need about each time didn't even. I whatever conclusions that my personality whatever devoted by advice
we have to check on the internet, but it seems to me it's the same person because he's and obviously met Mahaprabhu but could not do his ego. Can check on the internet. Is Vallabha Bhatta, is Vallabha Acharya. Кто-то может зачекать? Well, because Vallabha Bhattacharya is same name, and Vallabha Acharya became very big guru of Pushtimark after Mahaprabhu left. And he preached all over the India, especially Rajasthan, Dwaraka, Gujarat. And many thousands of his followers are considered to be, they call him Mahaprabhu. So his grandson, Vitalanath, become by Madhavendra Puri, been established as a pujari of Srinathji, the deity that hold Govardhan Hill. That's how that Govardhan Srinathji came into their sampradaya, because they've been hiding this deity from the Muslims, and that deity were traveling Radha Kund and many, many villages before they took it by cart to Nathadwara, Rajasthan, and in some mysterious ways that carts stop at that. So Srinath said, no, I'm not moving anywhere. So that everybody would go to Arati, the whole town, the whole city. I told you that mystic lived nearby. It's a very mystical place, Rajasthan, in desert. Not so far away from Pushkar, not so far away from Udaipur, between Udaipur and it's the gateway. So this is a very, very mystical place. And interestingly, what is the Vallabha Bhatta conclusion? Some of his difference between Gaudiya's and his teachings is that he believed that Yamuna is the supreme devotion. And most like he's on the side of Chandravali. And so his idea that after Krishna and Gopis did pastimes, they took shelter of Yamuna, therefore Yamuna must be the supreme devotee. That's true. We are accepting Yamuna as supreme devotee, but no one can come close to Radharani, because Radharani is Krishna is the same. So then is even Radharani has some opposition. So we think Mahaprabhu had opposition, Sridhar Maharaj had opposition, Govinda Maharaj had opposition. Everybody have opposition. This is the nature of this world. Whatever you do, there'll be somebody who wants to do opposite. But it's an interesting that opposition is a reflection of ego. So like you see, Vallabha Bhatta was trying to get recognition from Mahaprabhu and other devotees. And Swarup Damodar, nobody wants to listen to him. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm sorry, like, I only two names, Yashodananda and Shyamasundara. Why are you trying to give me your bullshit? I'm sorry, but you know, I'm Krishna myself. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm Yuga Avatar. And you're coming to enlighten me with Krishna consciousness. So what I normally say is the worst things when neophytes start calling the shots. That's become the worst. Like, we know, we neophytes, every one of us neophytes. We're very new to Krishna consciousness. So yeah, in our little group, we can do superior, inferior. But we know this is not how Krishna consciousness works. So it's coming from pure devotees, pure Vaishnavas, into very clear. And unless you get this pure devotee, you cannot understand. So my understanding was like, I am only running the cables. No, like internet provider, I'm giving initiation, but I don't consider I'm like a big guru. I know I'm from Govinda Maharaj, I'm coming to the cable, and Govinda Maharaj running cable from Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj running cable from Saraswati Thakur. It's like we're just running cables. We don't have the technology. We're just that, you know, workers of internet company that should connect everyone, and by that we'll also be connected. So interesting. So he came to Gadadhar Pandit and start hustling him. Oh, please listen my. Instead of telling Gadadhar Pandit, I'm sorry, what's wrong with me? Why Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar are not interesting? My deep realizations of Krishna consciousness. It seems like I've read all the books. Why is that they're not accepted here? And Gadadhar Pandit will be generous enough to say that actually the one you're trying to preach is Krishna himself, and you cannot see. More than that, he's overwhelmed with Radharani's heart. And Radharani is somebody who has some taste of the name of Krishna. And so as you understand, that's what he's doing here in this world. He's giving the holy name or fallen souls and relishing Krishna name for himself. So if you cannot understand this and appreciate this, then your Krishna consciousness is very remote, very philosophically. It's not that you're not devoted, otherwise how can you hang out around Mahaprabhu and be Brahmana, pure Vaishnava? He's a pure Vaishnava. But you know, there's like level of purity. Still there's some ego there. That's how we can say. Now I'll tell something in Russian. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. А есть интересная история про Валлабху Ачарья. И Валлабху Ачарья – это, скорее всего, тот же самый Валлабху Ачарья, который, так сказать, глава Валлабху Сампрадая Пуштимар, которая распространена в Раджастане, Гуджарате. И это, может быть, параллельная ветка вайшнавизма, но в ней в основном никто ничего не знает. Хотя сам Валлабху Ачарья был великим ученым, но так повелось, что, будучи великим ученым, он пришел троллить читанием Махапрабху, Сварупа Дамодара, троллить всех остальных. И чем он хотел затроллить читание Махапрабху, который сам Кришна, что дай-ка я тебе объясню значение имени Кришны. Но при встрече Махапрабху ему сделал большие выпученные глаза и сказал, мой гуру сказал мне, повторяя Махамантру, я знаю только два имени Кришны, Ишодананда и Шьяма Сундара. Что эти имена обозначают? Я Шьяма Сундара Мачинти Гуна Сварупа. Кришна невероятно прекрасен, а Ишодананда, он источник всех рас, он сын матери Ишоды. Есть Кришна, который рассказывает Бхагавадгиту, есть Кришна, который воюет с демонами, а есть Кришна, you understand? So Krishna is big trouble. Don't think like being a boy in two families is not easy, and they're completely different occasions. No, you must become a king. You have to patronize Sadhunam Vinayashaya to Sandushkitam. Krishna say, yeah, I have to do my duty as a king. And as a coward boy, Krishna is like, hey, come on, you know, stay with cows, you know, hey, Haribo, don't worry. So this is the big problem of Krishna. Krishna – огромная проблема. У него две матери – мать Ишода и мать Деваки. Ишода – мать во Вриндаване, а Девака – Деваки – мать в Мадхуре. Поэтому, с одной стороны, он кшатрий, царь, а с другой стороны, он просто пастушок. Он хочет оставаться пастушком, но его все время пинают, иди, исполняй должность. Он ходит каждый день в Радхаране, ты его не Так, там вот так. Сейчас устроим супер. की जाए गोपिका की जाए है हरि बोल धन्यवाद धन्यवाद श्री राम हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल श्री श्री गोपीनाथ की जय है हरि बोल धन्यवाद धन्यवाद Jai Shri Shri Varam Ki